When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, mate.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
You want to say hello?
Looks a bit dodgy.
Yeah, we're cold. How are you?
I'm all right.
Sure, just going to walk down here.
So weird.
If you could see there, it would give it all away. Can you take a picture of that? We'll send it to David when we do a reveal. If you could see, can you hear sound?
No.
Oh, no, it's not one giveaway.
I'm trying to think where you are. Where are you?
I don't need a guess, really, Pete.
What's that building behind you? Is that?
That's a station. Train station. And if you could see there, it would give it all away.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Has this got something to do with, have we spoken about this?
Yeah, loads.
Loads?
Loads and loads. I'd say, for about a year and a half, we've talked about this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably about a year and a half. And there's a very big reason we're doing it today, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very big reason we're doing it today.
For a year and a half, like, sort of consistently?
Yeah, on and off, yeah. Yeah. You're about to give it away when we meet someone.
What?
When we meet someone in a minute, give it away. And it's a big moment to meet as well.
What is going on? near a station.
Oh, look, we can do it here. I think this is it.
What?
Oh, my God, it's the man himself. Look, do you want to say hello? Look who it is.
All right, David.
Stevie Joe.
Whoa!
Sorry. How are you?
Wow.
Well, I've never actually met Paul.
Petri.
Sorry, everyone's got phones. It's like we're screaming. Sorry. Hold on, David. Sorry.
Where are you, then?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, look. Look, and that's what we're going to see. Can you see that?
Flip.
We're going to the ABBA show.
And this is Joe playing, obviously.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Hello there.
Oh, my Hi. God.
How are you? I'll see you. Thank you, mate. We're going backstage. Thanks, mate. We're going backstage with Joe. Dave wants to know, Bjorn. I'm going to take this out. Everyone can hear, right?
Yeah.
Right, could you hear, Joe? Say something, David.
Hello?
Hold on, I can't hear a fucking thing. It's a bit windy. Hold on.
Yeah, it's not quite as clear with you either.
Oh, okay. Look.
Shit.
We're backstage at the ABBA Voyage. Right, David, do you know why it's the big hit today?
Is it his last one?
It was last night.
It's his last one.
Yeah. We've come to watch him on the last night.
Shit.
Look, we're going in here. That's Joe's shoes.
How many performances has he done?
Joe?
I can look that up.
There's an app. There's an app. It tells you how many shows Joe's done.
Well, apparently everyone's done.
Wow, look. Look at this. Can I now unplug it, do you reckon?
Yeah, see it at work.
Right, now David, talk.
Testing. Hello?
Shit. Try again.
Hello?
It's really low.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Was Matt having a signal?
Yeah, it's your last night, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Right, so we've come to Swatch Charlie's. Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
But what? Because we've been chatting to you. I have to really want to take this out. Have you got? How do we do this? Anyway, I'll translate.
I do like you translating. It's just
David liked me translating it. So we were chatting to you on the phone. You went, oh, by the way, I'm a bass player. And we're like, all right, oh, cool. Who'd you, you know, what'd you do? And then he went, I'll do, I'm going to do the new ABBA thing. So was that about a year?
Two?
Year and a half?
It's been running nearly two. Yeah, so I think it was probably about 6 months ago. That's 2 months ago.
I've been doing this 2.5 years. This is bloody swan song. You're going to go absolutely bananas.
No, I'll be out. You're
in. Does he go into this? Does he go into this room every time? And
is this where you come in every day?
No, so I've just room the mayor. It's very unexciting. I'm moving.
Oh, we see. Oh, I was no.
Talk to students.
Do you hear any of that?
No.
Oh, Joe unpacked his dressing room. He said it was like a student leaving his digs. Can we see yours? Can we see yours?
Oh, yeah.
Right, this is
when we got fired.
This is when they got hired.
I thought you said fired.
Not fired, hired. I see you at the back. Can you talk to me through who one is?
So that's Grace, Amina, and Rachel, singers. Owen and Don, guitarists. That's James Wright from the Claxons, put the band together.
Oh, wow.
Little Boots started on keys. Vic, drums. Tuca, percussion. That's Ludwig, who is Benny's son.
Look at this. Look at that. Can you see that? That's them in yeah. in their motion capture tops. Fucking hell, this is that the?
Is it a sellout tonight?
Is it a sellout tonight?
I don't know, probably close to.
Because it's your last night. It's all over the thing. They've said Joe's last night and a massive board outside. There's weeping middle-aged ladies everywhere. We see your dressing room. Bet you'd like to see the dressing room. Oh, she's watching iPlay.
Oh, you're going to watch Joe with his bass.
Oh, no, Thunderfight. Oh, we got this right. Thunderfight.
Oh, this is Dale.
Hello there. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Yeah, very much.
So, this is my friend David.
Hello.
Hi there.
Nice to meet you, David.
He says hi there. Never says hi there.
Well, good to see you, Shane.
Yeah, we're looking forward. We're going to see Joe's dressing room. Oh, God, this is embarrassing. Oh, God, amazing.
Band Wrangler.
How are you? Oh, how are they? Are they well behaved? Are they? Yes. So a lot of drugs taken. No. Nice to meet you. This is where you see polite me, embarrassed and red.
I'm just thinking, what we got? So many lovely.
Oh no, it's brilliant.
What's that?
Hello there. Hi, Joe. Nice to meet you. Hello, I'm a friend of Joe's. Hello there. Hi. Hello there. Hi. Nice to meet you. How you doing? Hi. Hi. Nice to meet you. How you doing? Sorry, this is my friend David.
Hello.
These are the other members of the band. Sorry, I was just looking at Joe's. Dressing room. This is really embarrassing. I'm doing a podcast with David. Yeah, Joe's on it a lot, and he's invited us along, and I'm suddenly really embarrassed. Oh dear. Well, thanks. Nice to meet you. But, sorry, I'll leave you be. But nice to meet you. Cheers.
Yeah, love it.
This is where Joe would spend his time back.
Right.
Oh, okay. This is where it gets fruity. You'll see the umbrella stand.
Where is it, Joe? Where is this concert?
It's in Stratford, basically, but the tube is Puddle Mill Lane, which is like on the DLR.
Yeah, I thought, why do I know that?
I don't know what you know, but I didn't know it. Puddle Lane. Oh, yeah, that was in like, but that was East London.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. I think that's where it's familiar.
Because where, did you hear that? Great Fire in London started a Pudding Lane, but this isn't Pudding Lane. That's where you might have heard of it. It's just some way I can do this. Where
there's also
Joe can hear.
Like a rehearsal.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
hello, Joe. The camera's turned off, so Joe's. Oh,
I've got into driving mode, and I don't know why.
Oh,
hold on. How do I get out of driving? I'm going to have to leave and come back.
Okay. Oh, so ladies and gentlemen, we're backstage at ABBA. And it's, if you didn't catch that, you probably did. I don't know why I'm repeating myself. We're backstage. I'm really tired. It's 6:30 at night. It's 27. Can you hear me?
Maybe you can hear now.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Hey.
Oh, that's all of them now.
Oh, nice to hear, man. Sorry for surprising you twice in a week.
Yeah.
Honestly, I had a present this morning.
Oh, yeah. Go on, go on.
I had probably about 200 quid's worth of metal detecting equipment.
Wow.
247 pounds.
Was it?
Yeah. Thank you, LP Metal Detecting.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe we're here. I'll be honest. Now I could take it in that we've never actually met, because I was all fumbling because you were on the line and stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, we walked over and went, oh, we've never actually met.
Who's tallest?
No,
I don't think I'm quite as tall as Gorton, mate. I think he's with
Is your base there,
Joe? It's over the other side, backstage. Yeah.
Have you got quite a few of them?
There's two that are doing the show and one spare one for emergencies that never gets used.
Why do you use two?
Oh, it's a very long story that I'll have to tell you another time.
Okay.
But for a very silly reason.
Oh, is it showmanship?
Mm. It's 200% aesthetic,
I would say. What's the hardest song to play, Joe?
Well, you can tell you which one sounds hardest.
I'll tell you which one he struggled on.
I don't know. I've done them all hundreds of times now, so they're all fine.
Are there any that you go, right, I've got to be concentrating on this one?
Not anymore. Than... Although, obviously, I'm concentrating all the time.
Right, you can't get...
Yeah, last night.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, yeah. There's bits and pieces which are just like slightly fiddly, or like, if it's something that's exposed and you just stop thinking. I've done that before.
Yeah.
Where I just played something very loudly at fourth out and then couldn't get out of it. It was very exposed.
Do you reckon anyone could tell?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Okay.
What about nerves? Are you nervous now? Or have you done it? Like...
No, not really. It's, just sort of.
How many people is it?
3,000.
Right, I don't understand. Is it 3,000 every night for 2.5 years?
Yeah, but they're not here for me. You know what I mean? Like that's what makes
it easy.
Yeah. The return company. But yeah, they're not here for me. They're here for the streets. So, you know, most people don't even notice I'm there, which I'm absolutely fine with.
That's the spirit. Look that way. But what I mean is, like, they've gone, if we do this, we build this big thing, people are going to come for like 2.5 years, 3,000.
Well, we've had people come over from Australia, I think.
There are lots.
Because they were massive there, weren't they? And I think someone said earlier, it's been 2 million people too or something.
Fuck. It's insane. A lot of Swedes at Puddle Mill.
A lot of Germans come over. Americans don't really bother because they're never a thing over there, don't they?
Oh, well, they're not. It's just mad. I don't mean it rude, but there's literally nothing else here, is it?
No.
It's really weird. There's like a...
Well, where the stage is, the concert is.
The stadium, yeah.
Well, you come out of the station... And...
Was the station built for the...
No, it was already there, although I feel like maybe it wasn't actually in operation because nobody ever used to have to get off there.
Well, there is nothing here. There's flats and stuff like half a mile away, but they'll be fed by other...
Yeah, well, because it's only about a 20-minute walk from Stratford, I think. But then, yeah, it's the West Ham Stadium, the only other thing, really.
Well, you wouldn't come out of it here, but it's...
Joe.
Which one?
TV Joe.
Yeah.
I write music.
Myself. I know, a bit, yeah.
But, no.
It's like No.
I'm only joking. But when I press the record button...
Yeah.
The tempo starts... So I'm ready to start playing. I get nervous that I'm going to...
Red light fever. Yeah.
I get nervous that I'm going to play the wrong string or I'm going to go slightly out of time. Do you not get any of that feeling?
Well, not anymore, no. Because you get... But the thing is, you don't have to... You can get rid of that.
you know, like it's with recording, it's sort of perfect for that sort of thing. Because I'll do stuff where I'll record something and I'm like, oh, that's shit, just get rid of it and start again, you know. And live is sort of slightly different, but again, it's very transient. It happens and it's gone, you know. So, like,
so you can't make a big enough mistake for everyone to go, what the hell are you doing?
Well, maybe, but then something else is happening. You know,
right, yeah.
It's, I mean, I can try later.
I don't mean to be focusing on mistakes.
I think it's a lot of people get that when you hit record. I suppose it's the same with doing
like the jips. Is it the jips?
The yips, yeah.
Yips.
But I think it's the same, I'd imagine, as doing like a TV record or something, you know. Like this.
I think it focuses you more, actually, doesn't it? The panic makes you go, I'm not.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
In both scenarios, I'd imagine it's accepted that people will make mistakes sometimes. And as long as it's the odd one and you're not just constantly wrong, like,
yeah,
nobody's going to get angry at it. And most people won't notice.
No,
let's be honest, most people have a fucking clue about anything. Look, it's just,
this guy.
No.
I have a dream where I've told you this, haven't I? Where I'm in a band on stage.
No.
And I've got, yeah. Once a month, I'm holding a guitar on stage and it's a big band and I don't know how to play it. And I know my bit's coming up.
Oh, right.
What do I do? And it never gets
to the point. What do you do?
Wake up.
Well, yeah, I wake up. Yeah. It never gets to the point where I have to play. But I'm panicking. I'm going, do I just strum it really loud?
Oh, I did once. Yeah. I was on the field at the Millennium Stadium and I was in a Wales rugby kit and the game had just kicked off and I was just like, why the fuck am I here? I cannot play rugby at all. You know,
My mum.
I don't know why I'm focusing on it, but I spoke to another musician and they said that they got, actually, can you cut out that I said the gyps, please, James? But they were quite big. I can't remember who they were now, but they got the yips, and every time their song came up, they just couldn't play it, and yet it was just a simple sort of chord progression. Mm. I just wondered if it was common in musicians.
I mean,
you might get his head. That's the only thing.
I know.
But I've had it before with other stuff where, like, I played something, and it was all right the first time, but then the guy said something like, can you do it slightly differently? And then every time I've done it after that, it's not even that hard, but I've managed to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Like every single time. But the other thing I find is a lot of the time, making mistakes is what makes me not make them again, because you're aware of that bit. Right. You go, right, well, don't fuck that. Like,
yeah,
you're less likely to fuck it up again, you know.
What would it take for you to do a live gig, David, with one of your songs?
Like a singer-songwriter, just me and the acoustic guitar.
Yeah, like just an open mic in Exeter.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't just...
Well, at least we've got something to aim
for. I'll come and be in the family.
Yeah.
I couldn't. No, I just couldn't.
Oh, come on. We've got something to aim for now. I'll drive the van down to Exeter. I'll pick up Daniel from Manchester. I'll
and you can
back
stand
back
on stage panicking because you can't.
You give me a wooden guitar.
And they've got to be genuine sort of earnest songs.
Well, yeah, the stuff you... I know you said the shit you write. The stuff you write. Yeah, your heartfelt stuff. And you
trying to get me to gig?
No, but like... Just
no,
like
it's never going to happen.
How do we make this happen?
I don't get anything out of it.
Well, you get a pod it.
We've got to stop tricking him at some point.
Though. Yeah.
Let's start developing a conflict.
Flipping out. What a week.
I've just had I'll tell you, the idea I had was we go to an open mic thing, we set up like a big screen, and then it's like tonight. And then Naomi comes in with a guitar and you're there and you play from a screen in a pub because we know we're getting to the pub.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean?
I thought you just meant to turn up with a really elaborate stage set, like go real big time, spend a lot of budget on doing an open mic. There's a place in Joshua Tree that I went to once, which is like, I can't remember what it's called. It's like Pioneer Town or something.
They
used to film Western.
Oh, yeah, we went there, yeah.
Did you guys have that Pappy and Harriet?
Yeah, we went.
Yeah, on the corner, yeah.
So on a Monday, they have an open mic type thing, and this bloke turned up in a limo with a guitar tech. to play it like an open mic night, and guess what? What wasn't that good?
But he could. He was already up for the live spot. Come on, David. A little bit of a...
No, this has come out of nowhere. What are you talking about?
It's music night on the pod. Guitar club.
Guitar club.
Think about one song you'd have to play. Gun to Head, what song are you playing?
What, one of mine?
Yeah, Gun to Head, what song?
I'd probably do a strip back, Happy, Happy Girl.
Yeah.
Strip back.
Might be quite a good arena for and some of the Americana sessions.
Yeah, the Americana sessions, just man and a mic and a guitar.
Oh, my God. Have you ever done that, Joe? Have you ever written some songs and thought, fuck it?
No, I used to try and write songs. Now I have the good grace to stop. Everyone's no,
there's the difference.
No, but I think but it's weird, isn't it? Because I think like there's going to be a certain amount of people that write stuff that literally have no idea. But I think if you hear something a few times, you probably I think you mentioned it before. Before George say anything can be a hit if you keep pushing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
we tried that with Cup in the Cupboard, and that's not true.
Yeah, it just didn't get. Yeah, but it didn't get enough play. Radio play.
Nice Skinner of the Deal sport. You know,
Yeah, they've cornered the market.
Yeah, they've got it locked down 30 years.
Well, so my son would go, "Oh, can you play Cup for the Cupboard? Are you sure?" Yeah. Okay, I'll stick it on. Okay, we'll stick on. And I'll stick it on in the car, and then I introduce them to Three Lions. Never ask for Cup for the Cupboard again. Never.
Honestly, that is such a true indicator, though, isn't it? You go.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
but it's good though. You could become like the gateway drug to football songs for people.
Yeah. If you can stand that, try this.
I did think the Euro's coming, so we should be doing another little. We should do like a remix of it.
Well, yeah, they do that every time.
A dance remix. Yeah.
Well, with new lyrics. Come on, Manu. Come on. Like that. Because there's a little rap bit in the middle. We just change. Come on, Duke Bellingham. Do it for the Cupboard or whatever we do.
Why don't you try and get the Lightning to this guy on? Poach him.
That's a great idea.
Or don't you know one of the House Martins?
My dad worked with him, but anyway.
Oh, yeah. You don't know one of them.
I remember. Get him. Was it? Is it Ian Brody?
Yeah.
Ian Brody loves it. I've got really interested.
Oh, he could review it.
Do you really want that?
No, he doesn't want
it. No, but I was thinking your son's giving it a big thumbs down. Do you want a double speak in the tree?
Oh, God, that's a great idea, though.
We could get him. What time do you have to...
Oh, you're right. I'm going to start. Still quarter eight. I'd probably stake out a spot, go around there about quarter past seven.
Quarter past seven, we're going to...
You'll be on stage in about 50 minutes.
In an hour's time, I'll be playing something.
What would be really off-putting? Because I don't want to do it.
I'll probably spend the first bit trying to work out where you are. Just to, okay. Good to know.
I don't know how I can get on Pitch's shoulders.
Yeah. So what does it look like? It's a big stage, and are you just at the side, a guitarist, bass at the side, and whatever on the other side?
Yeah, and we're on a bit of goes up and down.
What? What do you mean?
You'll see.
My friend Yoddy went a few days ago, and he said, it's spectacular.
Really?
Yeah, and he said he's not an ABBA fan. He said it's spectacular. I think his wife is.
I have a funny relationship with ABBA as well.
Go on, David, tell us
about it.
Yeah, not quite. Like you secretly think you're as good a songwriter.
Yeah, that's it. There's funny old songs, aren't they? ABBA songs.
Yeah. I mean, they're very. When I was like drilling down into them, analysing a bit and stuff, there's quite a lot of Baroque harmony and stuff in there, weirdly. But they're really good songwriters.
Yeah.
I've never really checked them out much apart from, you know, the stuff you end up hearing before I did this, but there's some really good stuff in there.
Do you play.
I'm not sure I can answer that question, but yes.
Oh,
it's got to be in the public domain that by now.
Yeah. Sure.
What's that? What would you say, Joe?
Oh, yeah, because it's kind of on the pod, isn't it?
Yeah.
I asked if bleep out the song I said it was in the show. Bleep that as well, James. And sorry, James.
And, yeah,
sometimes we get the spiral.
Just saying, yeah. You know when I say this? Get rid of it.
I asked if a certain song was in the show, and Joe confirmed it was, and then they had to bleep it out. You there, David? You more?
Yeah, sorry, I'm listening to it.
Oh, cool. I'm going to listen to it in a minute.
Yeah, whether you want to or not.
Is that weird?
Whilst the train's running, there's no point.
We're on this shit.
Yeah.
We're on the bit dance floor. What does that mean?
Yeah, so there's a standing bit and a seating bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. We're on the dance floor, David. Right.
You don't have to dance.
What? There's a dance floor?
We're on the dance floor bit.
Must be.
Oh.
This could be a combination of two story threads. Joe's journey and my dancing journey.
I'm having a look at the ABBA. I'm going to look at the room.
Dick Baker's been in contact about going dancing with him.
And
the reality of it hit me really hard. And I had to say, I don't think I'm ready for this.
I don't want to dart.
I had a moment of madness.
Don't fly too close to the
starting. We're doing this. I'm doing this night at the Brunswick. It's really cold. And I just couldn't cope. I thought of.
Well, you know, everyone will be looking at it, but.
Because I'm dancing so fast.
Well, just because you're you. Yeah, you'd have to go somewhere nobody knows you, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not dancing either.
Oh, no. Go dancing in Estonia or something. I mean, maybe you've got a following there.
I don't think so. I don't know how huge in Estonia. I don't want to go and dancing even if I don't know anyone.
You know the holograms, obviously. Is it of the young ABBA or the old ABBA?
No, they're... I'm trying to remember what year it's supposed to be, like 1979 or something, it's supposed to look like.
Is it?
The year Alien came out, that's all I know about, don't you?
That's mad. So they've put on all these gigs and they've just been at home with their feet up.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Imagine if they CGI'd or whatever. What's it called? That thing? And they just did them now.
Well, I think it was a combination. Yeah, they did them now.
I know.
Mixed them with, they got like body doubles or something.
I want to see.
Wow.
That's a bit drama.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Get the drummer.
Did you have to audition for it, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you? Bloody hell. So, what did that look like? You went in a room and what?
Yeah, I just went in and I'd play two tunes, I think.
What, with a band?
Yeah, it was like different combinations of people that were going for it and whatever. Yeah, I was only in there for about 20 minutes, I think.
When did you get a call back on it?
All that night, I was in the pub back in Greenwich, and I was like, right, if I get the call, then I'll get pissed. And if I get the call saying no, I'll get really pissed. So I don't know, like, everyone's got to come back in the morning, so that really curtailed that plan.
And then one audition and you had it?
Yeah.
Nuts.
One and done.
Those thumbs did it all.
I think it was down to lack of option for me then.
Oh, David.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Amanda.
These are for you, Joe.
Oh, thank you.
Christmas present.
Oh, there you go.
And this.
Many presents on this pod.
David, and Joe's got some headphones, some chatter.
Oh, wow. Lovely.
Oh, hang on. I'm finding the wrong way.
There.
Look at that.
Lovely.
Please play it tonight, please.
Well, unfortunately, I don't use a plectrum.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, don't you?
Can you see that, David?
Oh, well, on the back.
Ooh,
not the Chattervix.
Thank you very much to them. Sorry for such a.
No.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's some Chattervix headphones. God, I feel like
you're all fingers and thumbs, are you?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm gonna watch your fingers in the gig. How close can we get to you?
You can stand right in front of me, but
that'd be awful.
You must be such a good bass player, Joe.
I wouldn't say yes because that's weird. So, but I'm not.
No, say it. I'm really
good enough to play for ABBA.
Yeah, let's cover that.
Well, that's
I mean, people can judge what that means for themselves. It's a couple of ways of reading that statement.
How many do you reckon went for it?
I think it's only a few.
Only a few. It's a big old gig, though.
Yeah, but it was all very hush hush. You know, like. Because I got called saying, are you interested in doing this thing? I can't tell you what it is. And then I got called telling me what it was. And I was on the way playing at some shitty wedding near Crawley or something. I was in the car getting explained what it was. And I was like, what are you talking about? So, yeah, it was all very hush hush for quite a long time, actually.
My friend, oh, do you know John Gordon, Dave Nichols, John Gordon?
You've mentioned him.
Yeah, yeah. He was on his way to a gig with Rhys Darby when Rhys Darby got the call to be in the Jim Carrey film. And they were on their way to a student gig in like Swansea
really?
Or something.
Really?
And John said to him, if you give me the £100 I'm getting paid, I'll happily go home with you now. Forget it. Not go home with you, I mean go home. turn the car around.
So he was just on the circuit, just the regular stand-up circuit.
Yeah, and he got the call to be in.
Yeah.
Well, I saw on the way in on the DLR, I saw a poster for the new Ghostbusters film.
It's James Acaster's in the new
Getting that call.
I don't know, we'd love to get him on the pod and talk about it, but the man's too busy.
It feels like you'd rather get him on and talk about it than actually get the call.
Yeah. God, we should, James, any chance we can come backstage with you at Ghostbusters? Kind of what we like to do. Imagine that. Can you start doing these? Because honestly, when you walk into a green room and you're podding.
I must admit, you do, what ones have I? I haven't done any, have I?
Honestly, your friends are really nice, but I was so embarrassed going, hello, I'm podding. This is David. Why do I keep showing them you? And this is David.
Well, because otherwise, I suppose it looks like you're just some really antisocial.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done any Wes. Have I? Where I've had to talk to, like.
I feel now you've done Andrew Chatterton.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, but he's Chatterton.
I think there has been some Wes David now.
There has. They're like ghost ones, though. You're on your own.
Yeah, well, Todd. Yeah.
You're not having to walk into agreement and go, oh, God, I'm podding.
God, no.
It's a ruler.
No.
What would you do?
Heritage Lounge.
Oh, yeah, do the Heritage Lounge.
I'm going there tomorrow. I'm doing it going there tomorrow with Nomi.
Nomi's coming to the Heritage Lounge. You can both get it dolled up.
She said, what should I wear? Smart casual.
You should have said, the ladies wing dress up.
Yeah, it's like ladies
day. Yeah, yeah. You don't want to be the only one in jeans.
Yeah.
You don't get stuff like that, do you?
What is the Heritage Lounge?
What's the Heritage Lounge? Get out. It's the VIP section of Exeter City Football.
Oh, the football.
Yeah.
Good Friday, isn't it?
I'm taking my friend from Sweden to his first Gillingham game.
Are you?
And he's been following Gillingham for 30 years because he saw them on a random VHS video when he was a teenager.
Do you not get offered the...
Get off. Get off.
Do you not get offered like the prawn sandwich?
No.
Well, I recommend it.
Well, you did it by doing a pod about them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's a long game.
Yeah. I haven't done a pod about Gillingham.
No.
On the off chance of getting to the piano bar.
So, Joe, ABBA ends tonight for you.
Yeah.
Are you kind of like, shit, what's next?
No.
Has it sort of taken up your 2 years?
Yeah, but luckily, sort of luckily, I was trying to buy a flat a few months ago and it fell through, so I've got the deposit, so I don't have to panic. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't want to fritter it, but like I've got a bit bounced, you know what I mean? And I've got a few things coming in and, you know,
how does it come in for you, Joe?
Yeah, so
is it just word of mouth?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the thing is, I'm quite bad with, like, I don't know any bass players, really, because there's only ever one of you on a gig. I don't want to hang out with anyone on the proviso just because you do the same thing. Weird.
Like, well, we do it.
I got invited. It was very sweet, actually. But the guy that invited me is very nice. He's a very good player and stuff. But he invited me to something called the Christmas Bass Hang a couple of years ago. And I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
that sounds
like
bass hang.
Yeah, talking about just like gear and that, yeah.
Why do they call it bass hang?
Hang it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are you good on the old six string as well?
I'm okay. I'm not as good. I want to get better at it, actually. I think that's how I'm going to spend my mini retirement, trying to do more guitar stuff.
You get different when you talk about music, baby, to be honest. You were like that with your pen. You're kind of more groupie-ish.
I just like talking to musicians.
Yeah, you become a little bit needy.
I do. Yeah. I think they're lovely.
You ever need another outright? You know, I'm around now.
Yeah. Get a bass.
I want to see you play guitar.
I bought a fretless recently, David. If you need that, I've had it then. Got fretless bass.
What, like Paul Young?
Yeah.
What's a fretless one?
So it's not got the metal bits in it. So that's how you get that. It's like. Exactly that.
Yeah. Wherever I lay my hat.
Yeah. Pino Palladino. Excellent.
Lots of things I don't understand.
Ooh. Do you, I've spoken to you, I think, already about this, Joe, but do you watch the Rick Beato YouTube channel?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Did we talk about him the other day?
Yeah, he's sort of. I'm watching a lot of him at the moment.
Who is he again?
He started up a YouTube channel like 7 or 8 years ago. He's in his mid 50s, and it's just.
Oh, he interviews people.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that Toto are like this super band.
Yeah, they're all session guys, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So like Steve Lukather, the guitarist, would keep on like Thriller and stuff like that.
Hi,
I realise.
Oh no! Sorry. Yeah.
Hello. Sorry. Yeah, Steve Lukather's on the Thriller album, and he did loads of stuff with Quincy Jones on Michael McDonald's stuff, like loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Same with Picaro, the drummer. He's dead now. And I think one of the other Picaros is in it.
The bass player's dead as well.
Really?
I think so.
I didn't
realize all these guys wrote these really amazing solos in songs that you would know, Joe.
Really?
Yeah. So they were asking him about one solo in a Lionel Richie song, and he just went, I don't know, I just did it in one go and just went home. But it's now become this. Yeah.
I saw that with a documentary about a drummer. They said, oh, not this song. What would you play on it? And they come in and do this thing, and that's the bit of the song you go, well, what about that? It's crap. And they get like a day drunk.
Well, it might be, is it 50 Ways to Lead a Lover, Paul Simon?
Oh, yeah.
A guy called Steve Gadd. Again, he's out of that seat. Like, there just used to be loads of people around that like are on everything of a certain era.
Yeah.
And they're all amazing. But unfortunately, that scene doesn't really exist anymore because I'd love to do something.
Is it like full bands now already?
So. Well, as this, you can do stuff. Just out of the box.
You seen that Damon Albarn doing his Gorillaz thing?
Oh, yeah. It's just a preset, isn't it? On
the first one. Yeah. And then the second one.
What were you talking about?
He's got like a, it's sort of not a kid's keyboard. It's like a normal little sort of Casio keyboard thing or whatever.
It's like a little sampler type thing, but it looks pretty like knockoff, doesn't it?
And he's got, what's the song?
Is it like the Clint Eastwood one?
Yeah, I think it is. And it's got a really, like a thing.
Yeah,
to it.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, we played it on this. And like, oh, really? He goes, well, this thing I did. He presses the first button on the left, and it's the default. And the bloke's like, no way. And then he presses the second one, and the two together.
See, if I'd done that, you would have gone, oh, that's crap.
I would, yeah, and I'd stand by it.
Well, I think more to the point. You've done it. You've said, oh, that's crap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Albarn's got the...
the nuts.
The honos.
Yes, yeah. He's got the fucking nuts.
You ain't got that nut, boy. That's the only difference between you and the barn. we better go. I can tell it's fizzing round here now. I think it's getting...
Oh, is it getting a bit busy?
I'm just people walking by. There's get a bit louder. There's a... bristle in the air.
ABBA obviously aren't there, are they? What a stupid thing to say, David.
not physically, no.
David, I've not seen.
Damn! Imagine getting ABBA on the court.
Well, don't be disappointed.
Sorry, you've got to get on, haven't you? Because you're going on stage.
One last question, David.
Well, you must have seen loads of familiar faces in the crowd. Over the last two years.
There's been some people. I think probably the most famous one I met back here was Tom Hanks was in.
Tom Hanks?
And that was
you met him?
Yeah. It was pretty weird because he was stood just outside this room here. It turns out also at the time Richard E. Grant was in it. I didn't even know. It's probably for the best because I'd have just been like, oh, with her. And I was walking down the corridor and this bloke turned around and it was Tom Hanks. And he was like, oh, and you're the bass player, aren't you? I was like, what? And then I had a little chat with him. It was lovely. And his wife, was it Rita Wilson? She did as well. And they were lovely. And then as we were all leaving, he was like, well, we're ever in the same room again, come and say hello. I was like, we are never going to be in the same room again, man.
Wow. Have you heard a podcast called Dead Eyes?
No. Sure. Oh, is that the one about the bloke that got sacked?
Yeah. Have a little listen. Right, we better go, David. Joe's about to...
So, I guess you can't record any, can you? It's not allowed.
Well, I don't want to get thrown out and can never see Joe play, so...
No, fair enough.
Imagine that, 30 seconds in.
I feel like I really want to see the next bit. And they.
What's the next bit, you mean?
Well, the gig.
Oh, yeah, you're out of luck.
Well, if you want, we can do like football, you know, like footballers tunnel interview. I can come and meet you over on the station. How do you think that went?
Yeah. You happy with your performance?
Yeah. Oh, well, good luck, Joe.
Cheers, thank you, man.
Right, better go, David.
Nice.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, yeah, have a good one. And see you later, Joe. See you, Petra.
Yeah, enjoy there. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.